your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. It's all presented by Andrew Mark right here on Giants.com. Well, it is finally here. The Giants did make the move official yesterday, by the way, signing Cullen Jenkins to that contract. So they will be inserting pieces here and there to try and figure out where they need to help the team next. But Cullen Jenkins is officially a member of the Giants. If you want to hear from Cullen Jenkins, you can go to Giants.com. I had a little interview with him in the locker room yesterday. That went well. I'll play back some of that on today's show. If we don't get a flood of callers, already have three calling in, so it looks like we are going to have a bunch of callers. So we'll get to that maybe later in the show. And, of course, we could also talk a little bit about the comments that John Mara made yesterday in regards to Victor Cruz. I'm sure everybody heard them talking about how they can't break the bank. They've already made a very generous offer. And then you could throw a little twist into the equation with Victor Cruz hiring a new agent, Tom Condon, in the mix, replacing his old agent, who's kind of a smaller, less experienced guy. And Tom Condon obviously has made deals with the Giants before, Mathias Kiwanuka and Eli Manning being the whopper. So there seems to be a consensus. Now, whether or not this is true, I'm not sure, that Tom Condon has a much better chance of getting a deal done with the Giants than Cruz's old agent. So we'll see how that plays out going forward. The Giants do put a first-round tender on Victor Cruz, second-round tenders on Andre Brown and Stevie Brown, indicating that they want all three players back. Obviously, if another team goes and tries to sign these guys, the Giants do have the right of first refusal. In layman's terms, that means they have the right to match. So I know Giant fans are a little nervous about Victor. I get that. But remember, the Giants can match any offered contract, and if they do happen to lose him, they will get a first-round pick. So is the team going to be willing to go over the top with an offer the Giants won't match and offer a first-round pick? Not sure. Now, the Seahawks are willing to do that for Percy Harvin. Not sure that was a smart move considering his migraines and injury history, but they took the chance. If I'm the Seahawks, wouldn't you have rather gone after a guy like Cruz as more of a sure thing than Harvin? If I was in their position, I would have thought about it. Then again, maybe they reached out to Cruz and Cruz told them, look, I don't want to play in Minnesota. That's also a possibility. Maybe Victor only has certain places he wants to go. Bottom line is he wants to be with the Giants. The Giants want him here. He is a new agent, a guy that knows how to get deals done. I think that's going to happen. So what's next for the Giants in free agency? Are we looking at Kevin Booth? Maybe Martellus Bennett? Someone else outside the organization? Give us a call. Tell us what you think at 201-939-4513. Let's start down in Virginia and say good morning to my man Carlos. Carlos, what's up, pal?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Okay, I got a question. As you may know, Percy Harvin did sign with Seattle, and of course you've heard about the trade about Aquan Bolden going to San Francisco. How much pressure are the Giants in as far as re-signing Victor Cruz? I mean, if it's a ton of pressure or...
Well, you know, it's funny. To me, those two moves sent almost two different messages. The Bolden move said, look, maybe wide receivers aren't that valuable. They only got a sixth-round pick from. Granted, his cap hit was very high this year. He makes $6 million, so that's a mitigating factor. Then on the other hand, I think the Seahawks overpay a little bit for Harvin. They give up a first-round pick, and they have to sign him to that mega contract afterwards. So to me, you almost got mixed signals on the market as to what exactly these top wide receivers are going to be worth. Granted, Bolden's a little bit older. He has the money situation, like I said, so he's not as valuable or as good of a player as Percy Harvin is, but I think there is some danger here considering there are some teams out there with some cap space and first round picks that they might get an offer on Cruz at some point in the next couple of days.
Yeah, because I would hate to see Victor Cruz go. I mean, he's been a dynamic player, you know, a real playmaker, you know, and especially a real success to our championship in Super Bowl 46. But, yeah, I would hate to see him go, though.
Hey, look, I think the good thing you look at is that this hiring a new agent tells me that Victor Cruz is unhappy. He's been unable to get a deal done with the Giants. It's not like he could have fired him for another reason. He was a restricted free agent. He didn't have a tender. He couldn't even talk to other teams yet. So it's not like he was unhappy with his old agent for not getting deals with other teams. He had to be unhappy because he didn't like how his former agent was dealing with the Giants. So the fact that they didn't have a contract, he was unhappy how his agent was dealing with the Giants, tells me he wants to get a deal done here. And I think that is a good sign. Right now, Carlos, I'd put it at about, I don't know, a 10% chance Victor Cruz isn't here next year? Maybe 5%? I still think Cruz is going to be back. It just might take a little bit longer and make Giant fans sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. And I also like to comment on the move on Cullen Jenkins.
Sure.
And signing him to a deal. It's a really big move, and I think that'll help us as far as with the pass rush, because our pass rush, you know, really wasn't all too good last year.
Hey, look, getting pressure up the middle, whether it's versus the pass, getting after the quarterback, or even stopping the run, is where you're the most disruptive. Rushing off the edges is great, but when you can get pressure in the face of the quarterback or right in that hole where that running back's trying to go, that's where the defense is most effective, and I think Cullen Jenkins with his quickness can do that.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Carlos. 201-939-4513. Stick on our phone. Say hello to Tim in Jackson, New Jersey. Tim, good morning.
Will the Giants sign Josh Cribbs, a return man, and to a 6-year contract?
You know what, Tim? Thanks for the call. First of all, we appreciate it. The way I look at Josh Cribbs is that the reason he's not back in Cleveland is he wants to cash in big on a contract. So the way I see it, the Giants right now don't have a ton of cap space to turn around and give Cribbs a big-time contract. Between the tenders for Cruz, Brown, and Brown, they don't really have much money left under the cap. So they can still restructure a guy like David Deal. John Mara talked about that yesterday, made a very vague reference that could be in the plan somewhere along the way once David Deal back with the Giants. That's something that they'll have to discuss. But the way I see it, Cribbs is going to need too much. Cribbs is going to want too much money for the Giants to afford him. I think Dominic Hixon makes a little bit more sense to re-sign. You get him for cheaper. He knows what he's doing at wide receiver in the system, and he's good on kick and punt returns. 201-939-4513. Charles is down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charles, how are you, pal?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, I like the Cullen Jenkins signing. I feel like he still got a little bit left in the tank. He's still a presence and was a force last year on a bad Eagles team. They start playing that wide nine stuff, and it kind of took him away from what he likes to do. But he still had a decent year. I think he's gonna come here and really. I like the price we got him at and everything. As far as Victor Cruz go, I think that I gotta disagree with you.
What's
I think
that?
The percentage is a little bit higher. I feel like.
Where would you put it?
I would put it at least at 35.
Wow.
35
okay.
or 40 because in this day and age, you're getting a young, established receiver. First round picks, especially for one of the upper echelon teams that's going to have a high first round pick anyway. Why not? You almost got to say, why not? Like, even with the Patriots, why not give a first round? They're picking, 28th, 29th, something like that, whatever?
Yeah.
30th, whatever? I mean, why not? Why not? Why not? The draft is such a crapshoot that, you don't know what you're getting. They do all the analysis on these guys, but you don't know what you're going to have. Until you get him on the field.
No, Charles, I agree with you. If I was a general manager for another team, I would, if I was in that position, I would certainly take a long look at Victor. And if I was the Patriots, honestly, I think it would be a very good fit there. But if you look at the history over the last 4 years, I think only one restricted free agent has been signed by a team other than the team that has the tender on him in the past 4 years. For whatever reason, and I don't have a good explanation for it, it just hasn't happened a whole lot in the NFL over the past 4 seasons.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of the guys that's been tendered,
yeah.
Now, franchise and tender, two different things.
Correct.
Most teams, I think, would have franchised for Victor Cruz. Of his caliber, the type of receiver he is, the numbers he's put up over the last 2 years, that guy's probably been, he's a top five receiver for our stats.
Well, here's the problem, Charles. Here's the problem. If you franchise Victor Cruz, that means he's getting the average of the top five players at his position, which means the Giants would have to clear another $8+ million of cap space to put that franchise tag on him.
So my point is, we didn't do that.
Right.
We tendered him.
Correct.
So by us tendering him, I think it's going to be a lot easier for teams to say, okay, look, let's look into this Victor Cruz thing, and maybe give up a first rounder.
No,
especially
but
a team like the St. Louis Rams that has two. I think there's another team out there that may have two right now, two first round picks.
The Vikings.
I know the Rams got two, but
the Vikings.
Wouldn't it be easy
too.
For a Rams since he got tendered? A guy of that caliber usually don't get tendered; they get franchised.
Yeah, but the price that team would have to pay is still the same. Whether he's franchised or he's tendered, they're still going to have to give up a first round pick for him and come to an agreement on a bigger contract. You know,
well, the Rams have the cap. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I hear you.
The Rams have the cap. They have two first rounders. That's a no brainer. They don't have a first number one receiver. Which I don't even, you know, I'm frustrated a little bit with Victor Cruz. I say let him walk. I say we concentrate our efforts on Taquin Nix, signing him to a long term deal, and I think we got Reuben Randle waiting in the wings. And I think we just the Giants are very good about the next man up philosophy,
right,
and being able to come in. I love Victor Cruz. I love what he's done for this team, but if we can't get him for $5 to $6 million per year. If it's anything higher than that, Giants just don't need that headache, man. We got too many other areas. We're still a playoff Super Bowl caliber team. We need pieces to the puzzle right now. We don't need to be tying up a whole bunch of cap space on one man. I don't want to do that. You know, I want to see this team spend a little bit more money in the linebacking core and in the secondary. You know, we started good with Cullen, but with Victor, man, hey, let him walk, get a first rounder. And keep it moving, man. I mean, if he wants 7, 8, 9, 10, man, that's crazy. That's crazy for a guy that's in a slot. And like I said, he's a talented guy, but that's a lot of money. Percy Harvin, what that guy's about to get, that's ridiculous. For a guy that has headaches, misses games because of headaches, and I'm not making light of his situation, but
right.
I'm just saying $10 million a year is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? If Victor Cruz is looking for that kind of money, I said get him out of here, man, and let him go ahead and sign him for 1 year. Go let him go ahead and get our first rounder and let him walk, man.
All right, Charles.
Hey. Yep.
Appreciate the call, my friend.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, you too. Well, there we go. Cold-hearted Giant fan right there. Now he's going to get all the big Victor Cruz fans to call, and they're going to be very upset. But I see Charles's point. Let me just say a couple more things about Cruz. Remember, folks, even if another team does go after Cruz, the Giants can still match if they want to. So the only way Victor Cruz walks out of here is if the Giants allow Victor Cruz to walk out of here. They can't put poison pills in these contracts anymore due to the Steve Hutchinson rule from back in the day. All right? So the only way Victor Cruz leaves is the Giants let him. And teams hate giving up first-round picks. You can make the argument that your first-round pick in any given season might be the most valuable commodity a team has. Because you can get a low-cost player that can play at a Pro Bowl level for 4 years. You can't get that in free agency. The only way you get that is in the draft. So to give up a first-round pick and then give up the big-time money, that's something a lot of teams are going to be hesitant to do, especially teams that have draft picks in the top 10, top 15 of the league. The Dolphins are another team I know people have thrown out there for Victor. But I do agree with Charles that the Giants are very good with the next man up philosophy. And will they figure out a way to survive without Victor Cruz? Sure. But I'll say this. For this year at least, there's no snap your finger solution to replace Victor Cruz in the slot, unless you decide to bring in Wes Welker. But if you're going to pay Wes Welker, why don't you just pay Victor Cruz? What's the difference? And he is going to get between $8 and $10 million a year. That's the going rate. And if you think Tom Condon looks at that Percy Harvin contract and says, this guy's a little wacky, he's got headaches, he's a pain in the butt in the clubhouse, Victor Cruz is none of those things. Victor Cruz is much more durable. His numbers overall the last 2 years are actually better than Harvin since he's been on the field more. You don't think he's going to want Harvin money? He's going to want Harvin money. Look at some of the other contracts over the past few years. Whether it's Marcus Colston, the money Dwayne Bowe's gotten from Kansas City. Wouldn't you rather have Victor Cruz than those two guys? Look at Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. They all make $8 to $10 million a year. That's the rate, folks. That's the rate. That's what you're going to have to pay. So we'll see what happens. But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to franchise him since the price is still a first-round pick. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Victor Cruz is the property of the Giants either way. Why would the Giants promise him $10 million when they don't have to, and they can just promise him 2.9. I think you're just going to promise him 2.9. You save the $7 million. You use it on other players. 201-939-4513. Phones are still all lit up. We're going to go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, what's up, pal?
Yeah, what's up? I was wondering, now that we got rid of Bradshaw, what's the chances we call Steven Jackson's phone up?
I think Steven Jackson's going to be a little too expensive, Chris, but I think you're on the right path. I think you want to find a veteran running back that's a little physical, can succeed in short yardage. I just think Steven Jackson's going to cost a little bit too much cashish. Sorry to break your heart, bro.
It's all good. All right, thanks, bud.
All right. Well, that was easy. Sorry, man. But Steven Jackson's going to want more money than, you know, $1 or $2 million a year. He's rushed for 1,000 yards, what, six straight seasons? On a terrible Rams team? You put Steven Jackson on a team that actually has some weapons and a decent offensive line? He could still be a very good running back in this league. And I don't think the Giants have the resources to give that type of money to Steven Jackson. 201-939-4513. Denny's out in Seattle, Washington. He's up early this morning. Good morning, Den.
Hey, John, what's up? This is Gunny. How's it going, buddy?
Gunny D! What's up, bro?
Hey, long time. Hey, man, as always, thank you for what you guys do for us Giants fans. We depend on you all for our information. But, I've been listening to the podcast and whatnot. So, again, please keep that stuff going because it's our lifeline.
Excellent. Gunny D, let me put it this way. We would not have this stuff if it wasn't for you guys out there listening. So we definitely appreciate it. Thank you for the call. You have the floor. What do you want to say?
Well, you know, I love the passion of the Giants fans, but I got to say, guys, as we say in the Marine Corps, cool your jets. Steve Smith, excellent receiver, broke my heart when he left. How did he do?
After he left
the Giants.
He also had a serious knee injury, though, a little bit different.
True. But take a look at all of the other people who the Giants have made decisions to let them walk. How have they done with other teams? I'm not saying that they're not good players, but let's face it, our system is more or less a cookie-cutter system. And yes, we haven't had the amount of success with other people, but we find a way. Let's trust our scouts, the same scouts who went and found Victor Cruz when nobody else could find him. Let's trust the Giants system. And as Mr. Maris said yesterday, we're going to yield a competitive team. We're not the Detroits and the other people that pay these exorbitant amounts of money. You cannot field a competitive team that way. So I want to see him stay too. Love the guy. Great player. Love his attitude. But we also have to look at this from a larger perspective. We're not in fantasy football. Let's look at this from a larger perspective. Allow the Giants to do what they do best, and name any other team that has won two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. What more do we have to do? So let's just be careful, be quiet, be prudent with our monies, and we'll be fine, like we always have been.
Good point.
That's it, buddy. So again, thank you for all that you guys do, and we'll continue to just pray that he stays. But if he doesn't, I believe what Charles said. You know, we can move on and take that draft pick, and like you said, keep it for 4 years, and hopefully it turns out well. Thank you, Jay.
Hey, thanks, Gunny D. I appreciate it always, my friend. You stay safe out there. Thank you very much for your service as well, Gunny D, former of the U.S. Marine Corps. I haven't heard from Gunny D in like a year. I have, like, this made my day. I'm very happy. You heard from Gunny D out in Seattle. And I feel like Giant fans are almost taking the cue more from Jerry Reese and John Mara. They're starting to figure out what works here. They're getting it. Now, there are some people out there that say, no, you give Victor Cruz whatever he wants, and that's it. That's not how you conduct the football business. And I'm happy to see, and Mike Farmer, who's on Twitter always, he's got to be really happy somewhere. Because nothing drives him more nuts than these, as he puts it, deranged, this is his quote, not mine, deranged Victor Cruz fans that want to give him the sun and the moon and basically the keys to the franchise. He must be glowing that we've had two calls that are willing to let Victor go. And again, I'm not saying that's what you want to happen here. But when you negotiate with somebody, that's what you have to do. You have to be willing to quote Donald Trump, something I'm very, very hesitant to do. But he actually makes a very good point. And this is one of the lines he always uses on his Twitter account. In order to make a good deal, you always have to be willing to walk away from it. If you're not willing to walk away from a deal, you're not going to get a good one. And that's how the Giants have to approach this with Victor Cruz. And again, I'm telling you folks, the odds are this is going to get done. It's going to be a reasonable number. That's good for Victor, good for the Giants, and everyone's going to be happy. And worst comes to worst, they can match, or he could play under the tender this year. Victor's not the type of guy that's going to hold out. I really think this is going to work out. Now, could there possibly be some agita along the way? Could you sweat out a couple of days if a team tries to offer him some money? Yes, that is possible. But that's what the NFL is. That's free agency. Sometimes you got to close your eyes, roll the dice. Hope you don't come up snake eyes. 201-939-4513. Tony's in New York. Tony, good morning.
Hello, morning.
What's going on, pal?
Well, I wanted to say I think they should keep Cruz, but I think they should pay Hakeem Nicks and Martinez Bennett too, because the fact is, even though teams didn't play good, but I feel like when players come to the Giants, they always play excellent.
Well, Tony, and that's the trick. If you give Victor Cruz too much money, you might not have the funds to pay Hakeem Nicks next year.
Well, the fact is, I don't think that is the problem. I mean, I think he's a great wide receiver. I think he's all about the love of the game. I don't really see him acting for that much, but they should pay them both. But the fact is, they should also pay Martinez Bennett. Remember, that's like when Chris Kenny and Martinez Bennett were playing for the Cowboys, and they wasn't nobody. But when they come to the Giants, they started playing better, and their numbers get bigger. But also, Giants need some young linebackers, because you're gonna have problems with the Redskins and the Eagles, and in the future, when it comes to that running game, because I've seen JPP get shut down. I see O.C. Manure, he's not stepping up. So you need these young linebackers, and you need defense. But I think Eli should be like, you know what? Everybody's having problems. I think I should put some money in to help out. I mean, I would love to have the whole team. And the running back situation, you don't need a running back. I think A.J. Brown could step up to be a veteran running back. I think David Wilson could step up. Even though Bradshaw's not out, we can be wrong. I mean, that was my boy. I loved him when he was in the season. But the fact is, you need players to step it up. That's what makes it better. And Eli makes players better. Most quarterbacks don't. They make players better.
Yep.
You don't have to pay Wes Walker none, because Patriots are going to pay Wes Walker a lot of money.
Look, Tony, you're right. And I think the Giants are in a great situation. And they always do figure out a way to make things work, even if they don't get their number one option. Bye, Tony.
Of course. Take care.
Hey, appreciate the call, man. Sorry about that. Your line was a little crackly. You were breaking up a little bit there. We'll be happy to put you on next time if you want to call back in. And Mike Farmer corrects me on Twitter. I'm sorry. Not deranged Victor Cruz fans. My fault. He's right. Irrational Victor Cruz fans. That's the word that he used. Sorry about that. My bad, Mike. My bad. My man BK, base 718. He says Percy Harvin is better Victor Cruz, and he's done it with no quarterback in Minnesota. Now, I will not argue the fact that Harvin's put up his numbers in a bad quarterback situation. I can't argue that. Is he a better raw athlete than Victor Cruz? Yeah, I'll buy that too. That being said, Percy Harvin has never caught 1,000 yards worth of receiving yards. He's never had more than 6 touchdowns. He's never caught more than 87 passes. And this past year, in 9 games, again, because of the injuries, only caught 62. Victor Cruz has a 1,500-yard season and 1,000-yard seasons and 19 touchdowns over 4 seasons. Victor Cruz has as many touchdowns in 2 seasons as Percy Harvin has in 4. Now, again, is that partly quarterback situation? Yeah, I agree. No question. But to say Harvin's better than Cruz, I don't know if we have the facts that support that yet. That being said, Harvin in only 9 games had 62 catches for 670 yards. That's impressive. He's the best run-after-catch receiver in the NFL. No one breaks tackles like Percy Harvin. I agree with that, too. But part of being a great receiver is being durable. And that's something Percy Harvin just isn't. And he hasn't been throughout his career. I know he's played 14, 15, 16 games his first 3 years, but he's in and out of a lot of those games with headaches. He's a game-time decision week in, week out. And maybe, that's how I'll put it. Percy Harvin has a higher ceiling than Victor Cruz as a wide receiver. But his floor is way, way, way lower. You know, Harvin might be able to give me a 10 one week and give me a 3 the next. I always know Victor Cruz is going to give me between a 7 and a 9 every week. And I'll take that consistent guy between a 7 and 9 than a guy that's between a 3 and a 10, and I don't know if he's even going to be able to be on the field every week because of injuries. 201-939-4513. Back to our phones. Steve's down in D.C. Steve, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Hey, listen, the last thing I like to do when I call here, first of all, thanks for taking my call, guys, but is talk about other teams. I really don't like doing that too much if I don't have to, but I am a Gator, and I do happen to I've watched Percy Harvin very closely throughout college and throughout the thing, and there's no comparison at all. First of all, Percy Harvin is really, you know, just starting to be a full-time receiver in the NFL. He came out of the backfield in college. He returns kicks. He does it all.
That's true.
Absolutely no comparison whatsoever. He does so many things that Victor Cruz can't even think about doing.
But Victor Cruz also does things that Percy Harvin can't do. He's a much more consistent wide receiver.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and I definitely want to see him, you know, be on our team. And I've been saying that for, you know, last week and a half. Nobody seemed to kind of acknowledge that, you know, even Allen and right here in D.C. talking about other receivers. Basically, all my point is I think other teams will step up. You know, I try to express, you know, my total confidence in Jerry Reese and, you know, in all the management and doing what's in the best interest of the, you know, other team. And clearly, it's, you know, use the tender. And it's a risk, you know, reward factor that I think will end up, you know, getting what we want, which is Cruz signed, you know, at a decent deal. You know, it may not happen this year. Hopefully the tender, you know, will exercise the tender. But I do think, you know, if we did lose him, we do have other options. You know, I kind of agree with, you know, Charles as far as the running backs. We really probably don't have to get a running back right now. But, you know, if we do, maybe later on in the draft. Or, you know, I don't know what you guys think of possibly like Michael Turner. I don't know if he signed anywhere yet, did he?
No, he did not.
What do you guys think of Mike Turner?
I think Turner's I think he's a decent low-cost veteran option at running back. I think the Giants like to avoid guys that they think are on the wrong side of 30, but I think it's a guy you can look at if you want a guy that can be a part-time, short-yardage, goal-line type of back.
Well, you have Mendenhall, and if you really want to take a risk, you got Beanie Wells out there, you know, which kind of fit the mold, you know, of what we're looking for. So, you know, every down back, you know, a bigger back. You know, that's who's out there right now. So, you know, we have other priorities. You know, like I was saying, I think it was Charles saying, we need some downhill linebackers. You know, plain and simple. You know, I love to see Cruz get signed, you know, but quite frankly, I just don't think it's the right time right at this moment. And, you know, hopefully his new agent will find a way to get a deal done. But, you know, if he had to walk, I'm pretty sure we would be okay.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Take it easy. Marcus Erickson on Twitter. Can we get Donald Trump on the show? Do you have that type of pull? You know what, Trump, he'll sell himself anywhere. I could probably figure out a way to get Trump on the show, to be honest with you. He'll come on, try to tell the Giants how to run their own franchise. He can take us back to his USFL days when he owned the USFL team and he was trying to spend all this money. That should be pretty entertaining. I'm not sure if I want to put myself through that, though. Me, of all people, I wouldn't be able to get a word in. Once he starts, it's a wrap. I must admit, though, I did watch, like, the first 4 or 5 seasons of The Apprentice. I was a big fan of that show. I didn't like The Celebrity Apprentice. Not a big fan of that. But when they had, like, the regular people trying to win the challenges and stuff, so it wasn't really a reality show. It was more of a competition. I thought that was kind of fun. But once the celebrities got involved there, I was kind of done with it. 201-939-4513. This guy knows all about celebrities, and that's Len in Columbia, Maryland. What's up, Len?
Hey, John, how you doing?
How are you?
Good, good, good. But listen, what do you think the stumbling block is with Cruz? You think
money?
You know, total dollar value of the contract. You think it's the upfront money, the signing bonus? Is it, you know, is he trying to get one more year?
I think it could be all of the above.
Agents.
I think it could be all of the above. I think it could be guaranteed money. I think. Total money's probably a big factor here, too. Length, a lot of times NFL contracts, since you can cut players at the end of these contracts, they're not guaranteed. Length isn't as big of a factor. But I think what the Giants need to do is really manage their cap. They know Eli Manning for the next 5 or 6 years is going to be a $15 million cap hit. Now, if you want Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks around, that's, what, $10 million apiece? So at that point, you really have to start worrying about who you're giving this money to and how much they're going to hit on the salary cap. So I think total money and guaranteed are two of the biggest factors here, Len.
Well, given the timing on this, it seems to me like Victor is acting like he's an unrestricted free agent rather than a restricted free agent. I mean, there is some – the Giants do hold all the leverage here. I mean, at least 51% of it, which is all of it in the end. The ball is really in their court and in their hands to do what they want to do with Victor here. I think we need the guy. I mean, I'm one of those guys who falls into the Victor Cruz camp. I mean, you know, I think you outlined a wonderful case before in talking to the one caller about what his background was compared to, you know, Percy Harvin. I mean, 20 touchdowns in 2 years. And, I mean, look at some of those catches. I mean, they weren't just game-changing. They weren't just season-changing. You know, that 99-yarder against the Jets. I mean, you're talking about franchise-changing. I mean, some of these plays that he has made for us, you know, you say to yourself, geez, you just shake your head. You say, you know, you got to get this guy under contract, which I think will happen in the end. You know, there's nothing like competition from another team throwing some money out there for the Giants or anyone else who has the player to up the ante a bit. You know, you talked about Donald Trump. You know, when he had that USL franchise, the only thing that could get George Young, off the dime and his offer to LT was when Trump came in and offered LT much more money than the Giants were willing to offer. And within 24 hours, the Giants upped the ante significantly and re-signed Lawrence Taylor. So, you know, we got that little competition. And I'm wondering what the change in agent does here. I understand Victor has not got the same agent that he started all this with.
Correct.
In the last week, he signed somebody else.
Yes.
And I don't know. What do you think? Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I think it's a good sign because that tells me Victor Cruz was unhappy. His former agent wasn't able to come to a deal with the Giants. He hired a guy that has made big deals with the Giants before, like the Eli Manning contract. So I think that's a good sign. As for what you said before, Lemons, I thought it was interesting. You said Victor Cruz is acting more like an unrestricted free agent. Well, if you're Victor Cruz, I think that's the smart negotiating play here. Going into free agency, you play hardball. And what you do if you're Cruz, you hope you get interest from another team in this restricted free agency period where you force the Giants' hand to meet your contract demands. Now, what might happen here is that in the next week or two, maybe Cruz doesn't get any interest from another team. They don't want to give up that first-round pick. And if that's the case, Cruz says, shoot, you know what? Now I have two decisions. I can play under the tender this year, go unrestricted next year, and roll the dice. I think that's less likely. What I think is more likely, Cruz says, all right, maybe I'm not going to be able to get 6 years, $60 million. I'm going to have to settle for 5 years and 45, something like that. And then he'll go to the Giants and say, look, you know what, guys? Here's a reasonable number. Will you match this? The Giants say yes, and the solution is done, and Victor Cruz is back as a member of the Giants. But I think Cruz is going to wait a little while, another week or two, to see if he can get any more nibbles, and that will improve his negotiating position from a player perspective.
Now, but as I understand it, John, he's got to wait at least 3 days. Now, I don't know when, you know, the 3 days started.
Neither do I.
Apparently, if you get a new agent, if you change agents, you can't just within 24 hours sign a contract.
That's
correct. You have to wait a certain amount of time for many reasons, I'm sure.
Right, but his agent can be talking to people, though. His agent can be talking to teams.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, you know, I think in the end it's going to get done, and I'm going to be very happy when it does. He's just one of those guys. That, I mean, the plays are there. The proof is in the pudding. This guy can play, and he's a fan favorite. Hey, just one more thing for you.
Sure, real quick, Len.
I'm real curious about Mr. Mara's voice in all of this. It's very un-Giant-like for an owner to be speaking out. And I don't know if he's really speaking out or just responding to questions and concerns. There's nothing in there that's terribly controversial. But usually in, you know, Giants history, you look back on it, it's really been the general manager, at least as far back as George Young anyway, who has been the spokesperson on all of this, and Jerry seems to be in the background. Maybe he's working hard, you know? Maybe he doesn't even have time to make any comments on this, and that's why Mr. Mara. But you have any feeling on that? This is a little new.
The only reason Mr. Mara spoke yesterday was because he was at this concussion press conference for the league. He's part of the competition committee. So they asked him questions about the Giants situation. It wasn't like he voluntarily went out there and said, all right, I'm talking free agency. As for Jerry Reese, generally this time of year he never talks. You'll hear from him right before the draft with his pre-draft press conference, then after the draft. But otherwise, between the end of the season and the NFL draft, you're not going to hear from Jerry Reese very much.
Okay, John. Listen, have
thanks,
a great
Len.
Day. Good show.
Appreciate
thank
it. Thank
bye-bye.
You. 201-939-4513. Back to our phones. We have three more calls before we say goodbye. Robert is in Virginia. Robert, what's up?
Hey, John. I was just saying, man, everybody's talking about Cruz. What about getting rid of Nix and keeping Cruz? I mean, Nix has been hurt all 3 years that he's even played with us. I don't even think he's played one full season with us. And, I mean, what they got going on over here in New York?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I was having a long talk with somebody about this the other day. I think if you guarantee me Nix is 100% healthy, he's a better wide receiver than Victor Cruz. He's a better weapon. But the injuries do worry me. That being said, Victor Cruz also took a lot of big hits over the middle last year, and you saw him at the end of the season look a little hesitant trying to go after some of these balls in traffic. So it's a tough decision. Do I think Nix is a better wide receiver when he's healthy? Yes. Do I worry about his injuries? Definitely. They've all been leg injuries, too. A wide receiver that has all these leg injuries his first 4 years, how long is he going to last as a top wide receiver? I don't have the answer to that. Will Victor Cruz stay at this high level after his first two seasons, after he no longer has fresh legs, he gets knocked around a little bit? I don't know the answer to that question either. And that's what makes this decision and process for the Giants so tenuous and so difficult. It's not easy.
So do we still keep Barden too? I mean, we still got Barden that could fulfill into what Nix says. And he says that Nix is a better receiver, but how could you predict that Nix is a better receiver? And once again, he's missing 3 to 4 games every year, if not more than that. I mean, Cruz did get his head injury, twice last year.
I don't think he ever. I don't think he ever had a concussion, but he did get knocked around a couple times. Yes.
Yeah, but. As far as the Giants, looking through the draft, I was listening to the radio station as well, and I believe that the corners will be the best way. I think that we're okay with the linebackers with Kenny Phillips, and then the pick that we just picked up with your boy defensive tackle
Jenkins,
the guy that we're supposed to be re-signing to from Philly.
Yeah, Colin Jenkins.
Yeah, Cole. I don't even think he's a good idea. I mean, he's been traded 3 times. I don't know why we would get rid of Chris. I mean, and then we pick up him.
Money. Chris Canty was going to cost around $5.5 million. Colin Jenkins only cost you about $1.5 million this year.
Yeah. So I mean, are we going to keep Jason Pierre-Paul and Justin Tuck this year, or are we getting rid of them? Because I still see OC still in the toss up as well this year as well.
First of all, Robert, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. OC is going to probably go. JPP and Tuck will be back.
Okay, that's good.
Thanks, man.
Wait, no problem, dude. Appreciate the conversation.
Take it easy. Robert, sounds like having a fun morning down there in Virginia. 201-939-4513. Two more calls before we say goodbye. Let's go to Dave in Rochester. Dave, what's up, Pally?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Doing well.
I want to change it up a little bit, but one thing about Victor was I remember the Super Bowl year after the Super Bowl, his first year when he had that 1,500 yards, I remember him saying, man, I just want to play. It was his first year, and he did really good, and he was just wanted to play. He was excited after we got rid of Manningham, so he was expecting to get more catches. Then after this year, it seems like how it just kind of shifted. He went from anomaly to a superstar, and it's just funny how it changes from, man, I'm just happy to play, to, man, I want $10 million. So I think that's kind of funny.
Well, a lot of times it goes from love of the game to being a business, and Victor Cruz was under the Giants' control last year, so he had no choice but to just want to play. Now he's a chance to make some extra bucks. I don't blame him. He's earned it. He has every right to get after every piece of cash he can.
Yeah, right. No. But I wanted to throw a little bit of Jets in there. Looks like David Gerrard. I want to see what your chance is. This is the second year where the Jets have gone after quote unquote a name for a quarterback. Could this be Sanchez's? Could you see Gerard, who hasn't? I think he hasn't thrown a pass in about 800 days. I think they said.
Wow.
And then
that long?
Next, the next is, has Tim Tebow seen? I don't know if he's seen his last game, but I think a lot of teams are wanting to play fullback or tight end. I don't know. I think, is his career done, or is he just going to be a bencher?
I think he's a bench player. I don't think Tim Tebow will ever be more than that. I don't think he has the speed to play tight end. I don't think he has the throwing ability to play quarterback. I don't think he has the size to play fullback. So I think Tim Tebow is going to have a hard time finding playing time anywhere around the National Football League, to be honest with you. And in terms of David Garrard, look, the Jets are cash strapped. People think the Giants have cap issues. It's nothing compared to the Jets. They are in a really bad spot, to use clean language, in terms of the salary cap. They're in a tough spot. So they don't exactly have a lot of money or resources, for that matter, to go out there and bring in a very good quarterback to compete with Mark Sanchez. You're already paying Sanchez $8 million. So you can't really go out there, spend another $5, $6 million on a quarterback. How are you going to field a roster? It's tough. So I think they did the best they could finding who they think is the best veteran quarterback to at least have somebody that they think could be decent to replace Sanchez if this season goes poorly.
Right. And, I mean, I know they talked about a lot about last year. A lot of people were saying that by midseason, Tebow would be playing. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Right.
Could we see that happening finally this year? Finally, they're just saying, okay, enough is enough. Get Gerard in there.
Yes. I believe if Mark Sanchez starts off the season and is terrible, heck, I think David Garrard has a chance to win the quarterback job from Sanchez in the offseason if Sanchez plays poorly enough. Now, it'll have to be a blowout. I think if it's anywhere near close, they'll give Sanchez another shot just because he's the guy they're paying all the money to and he's young, first-round draft pick, all that stuff. But I think if Sanchez really is terrible in the preseason and in camp, I think Garrard has a chance to start game one if he plays extremely well. It'll have to be a blowout, but I think there's an outside chance that happens.
Well, especially if Holmes, who doesn't want to take a pay cut, if he goes, I think poor Sanchez doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I feel bad for Sanchez. And, Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The Jets really didn't give Mark Sanchez a chance. I mean, between the offensive line that couldn't protect him, the wide receivers, once Santonio Holmes went down, that can't get open, lose him, Dave, and just no running game. Dustin Keller was hurt. He just didn't have any weapons. He didn't have any help. I felt bad for him, to be honest with you, because I don't think he's as bad as he showed last year on the football field. Do I think he's Eli Manning? No. But do I think he can be a serviceable NFL quarterback under the right circumstances? Probably. But he had no help with the Jets last year. And I don't see how it's going to be any better this year, to be honest with you. Final call of the show. John is in Harrison, New Jersey. Harrison, John, what's up?
How you doing, man?
What's up?
Well, this whole first thing, I can't believe all these people are calling in talking about letting Foos go. That's absurd.
Okay.
This guy, Eli will make any receiver great. You could tell with all the receivers that came in. Look at Steve Smith. Left the Giants, all this talk about it. You haven't heard his name since. But with Victor Cruz, I think, in a way, we could sit down with Eli and some guys that are making a lot of money, maybe cut back a little, throw it to Cruz, because next year we're going to need it for Knicks. We can't let Knicks go. That's our number one receiver. You know, that's our go-to guy. In the red zone, throw it up to him, you know? But with this whole letting go of Cruz, man, that's killing me, you know? I understand he wants his money, the kid. You know, this whole thing about our motto, you know, team first, team last, team always, you know? And it's true, you know? And Cruz is a Jersey boy. It would kill me to see this guy go, you know? I mean, next guy up is very true, but to let Cruz go, man, you know, this guy is our slot. He's our, you know, when we need him the most, he's the best receiver, I think, in the game on third down, you know. Yards after catch, the kid's a playmaker, you know. To see him go,
No, I agree. And, look, I really don't think he's going to go anywhere. I still think there's a 90%, 85% chance that Victor Cruz is a member of the Giants next year and for the next 5 or 6 years. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Johnny.
Do you see maybe asking maybe an Eli to take? I mean, I know he restructured his contract right last year. Or,
yeah.
Or, you see, you know, maybe some of our big time players maybe taking a little cut just to throw a Cruz's way, because we're gonna need some serious money for Knicks next year.
I think the Giants will cross that bridge when they get to it next year. A bunch of guys, Tuck's a free agent after this year, if I'm not mistaken. They can always restructure or extend Eli Manning if need be. They can make a decision on a Chris Snee. Oh, I was going to have a big cap number next year. David Boss is going to have a big cap number next year. We'll see if they still try to renegotiate David Deal. Corey Webster is on the last year of his contract. Anchar Rolls may be a guy next year they could negotiate his contract number down. So I wouldn't worry about the Knicks deal next year yet. Let's worry about working your cap space this year and becoming a Super Bowl caliber team in 2013.
Two more things and quick.
Yeah, real quick.
This whole talk about Freeney. Do you see Freeney maybe coming over to the Giants?
No, I do not. Bad fit. No.
He said he's always a Giants fan, and he'd love to be, in a way, kind of a Giant. But, you know, I just seen that out there, that he was a Giant fan. So I thought, you know, him coming into the Knicks would kind of be, you know, a little spicy for us, you know?
I think Dwight Freeney will go wherever he gets the money. I don't think there'll be a lot of suitors for him at his advanced age, and he doesn't stop the run well, which is something you have to do here if you want to be a member of the Giants.
And Martellus Bennett, last one. Bennett. You think maybe he would re-sign for maybe another year for about $1 million?
No. See, that's the thing. Martellus is going to want more cash than that. He's going to want to get four-year contract, a good $4 or $5 million per, I think, somewhere in that area. And the Giants have to figure out if they can get that under the cap. I think right now they can figure out a way to get Booth and Martellus Bennett onto this roster by, you know, moving all the salaries around or doing whatever they have to do. It's just a matter of whether or not they can come to that decision and if they want to bring him back or if they want to try to go cheap on the tight end and see if they can figure out somebody under the radar like a Jake Ballard from a couple years back.
Do you think Adrian Robertson is going to be getting some playing time this year? Because I know last year the whole, you know, staying in school cut into his practice time. But do you think he's going to be coming into the mix this year?
I think they'll give him a shot. I'm not sure how ready he is. I think this is going to be a big year for Adrian Robinson in the OTAs and in the minicamp to see exactly how far along he's come in 1 year.
Sure. Thank you very much, man.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. And the caller's done an excellent job today, all over. For agency starting, people fired up. A lot of Victor Cruz talk. A lot of people online are upset that David Rochester brought up the Jets, by the way. They want a 2- or 3-show ban in place for David Rochester. They make the point that you used to love him, but they love him as a caller, but not happy about the Jets stuff. I'll say this. This is a Giant show, but I will talk anything NFL with anybody. I'll do Jets. I'll do NFC East. We talked a little Bolden. We talked a little Percy Harvin today. Looks like Freeney might go to the Broncos to join Peyton Manning, by the way. That's the rumor that's out there right now. But we could talk anything. Sam Shields, second-round tender. We could talk some Packers, if you like. Talk some Eagles with Nnamdi Asamoah. Revis, we could talk. Whatever. It's all NFL all the time right here. We don't have to just do Giants. We can do anything around the National Football League. That's always fun. Everybody, great job. A lot of Twitter comments I did not get to. I'll try to get to them tomorrow on Giants.com. I'll try to answer them today after the show's over. But excellent job on Twitter. We'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm going to try to get Eisen on one day this week. Maybe I'll get Medito call in one of the next few days as well. Give it a little different flavor. I'm sure you're sick of hearing my voice and opinion, and only mine over the past couple of weeks. But maybe we'll get some more news. Again, if you want to hear from the Giants' newest teammate, Colin Jenkins' interview is on Giants.com right now. Michael Eisen has a nice story on him as well. Dan Salamone has something on Jenkins, too. You must have something on Jenkins on there, don't you? There you go. So you can check that out as well. And we're also unveiling our top five Giants free agent signings of all time this week. Maybe we'll get that into the mix later in the week, see what the fans' opinion is of that. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. Big Blue Kickoff Live is back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.